We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3, plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SMOOTH at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SMOOTH. Enjoy!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, it is the Zach Gelb Show. We're talking draft, and more draft after the craziness of last night. That is the craziest first round of an NFL draft that I've ever seen. One of the best NFL draft analysts is Mike Renner, and he's kind enough to join us right now on the Zach Gelb Show. Mike, I know it's a busy time of the year for you, so I appreciate you giving us a few minutes today.
For sure. It's busy, but it's the best time of the year, in my opinion.
Well, let me start you off with this. I'm going to actually start you off with Bo Nix. Because I would have never believed that Michael Penix Jr. would have been the pick at 8, but I really would have never believed that Bo Nix would have been the 12th pick of this draft. I know he's going to be working with Sean Payton. We know what his track record is in this league, but what do you think Bo Nix could turn into as an NFL quarterback with the Denver Broncos?
You're probably talking to the biggest Bo Nix fan in the NFL draft media right now. I watched his tape and did the final eval on him back in January after the Senior Bowl. And I was just watching. I was like, this guy is built for Sean Payton's offense. Like, after that, I mocked him to the Broncos, I think, every single time, just because of what he does in that offense at Oregon. And obviously what Sean Payton has done for the course of his career with the Saints and now with the Denver Broncos and what they want to do. And it's the quick passing game. He was the best quick passer in this draft class. And I think a lot of people want to pigeonhole him into that. And it's like that he could only do that. But he put up statistically one of the greatest seasons of all time at the collegiate level. He broke the NCAA completion percentage record this past fall. And he didn't do it with first-round wide receivers. He didn't do it with first-round offensive linemen. Like, a lot of it was Bo Nix just being high-level processing in terms of, like, being able to read defenses quickly, get the ball where it needs to go. Now, a lot of that's what Sean Payton's going to ask me to do. It's throw underneath, read the defense, get the ball there on time. And now when things kind of broke down, when he had to get to a second, third read, I think that's when he saw Bo Nix struggle. But he couldn't have gone to a better situation for him. And I think that's why Sean Payton was saying, you know, to everyone who would listen to him yesterday, that I was watching the tape and I was like, this guy's a lot better than people are letting on. So if he would have gone elsewhere, you know, I might not have been as high on him, but where he went with Denver Broncos, I think he can succeed.
Now, when we talk about succeeding, what does that mean? Because fair or not, he's in a division that for the foreseeable future has Patrick Mahomes standing in his way as a giant roadblock with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, I mean, everyone, there's different levels of franchise quarterback, right? And I don't think if you're the Broncos picking at 12, no, you're never going to get to the Mahomes level, right? In this quarterback class, no one was going to let you trade up to the top three. Obviously, all three of those teams wanted the guys they got. And I think those were the guys in this class with the real, that kind of ceiling, right? But I do think that quarterbacks on rookie contracts, at least when you got them for these next 4 years, and with Bo Nix, with his experience, 5 years of college football, should hit the ground fairly ready. There shouldn't be this massive transition for him, that you just need to build out the roster around him. And obviously roster is depleted as well. It may take a few years, but year three, year four, when you're not paying him a ton of money, maybe then you can start to compete. So there are levels to this in terms of like how good his ceiling could possibly be, but it's the first piece. And now you put the rest of the pieces around him in Denver.
Talking to Mike Renner right now. All righty, let's go back to eight. I was talking to Arthur Blank at the Super Bowl, and he said to me, sometimes to find the long-term solution, you got to find an interim solution first. I don't really know too many interim solutions that cost you $100 million guaranteed, but now you got Kirk Cousins there and also Michael Penix Jr. The next day, are you in on this pick of Penix Jr. at eight, or are you out like most people?
As a Packers fan, lifelong Packers fan, I really can't criticize the pick, right? This was what the Packers have done twice famously over the last 20 years with Aaron Rodgers and then Jordan Love, and both times it's worked out. And so if you are Raheem Morris, new head coach, this basically gives you a runway of, we never have to worry about the quarterback position while I'm here. And that's something that if you want long-term job security as a head coach, this is your path towards that, because now you're 3 or 4 of Kirk Cousins' contract. When they obviously, when it starts to, they can get out from under that. Maybe his play starts to slip. That's when Michael Penix Jr. is going to be handling your offense. And there's no like big transition period for him. He's already mastered. He's been in the system for forever. So I think that's, I see the rationale, but in this class specifically, with guys like Roma Dunze on the board there, with guys like Olu Fashanu on the board there, with guys like Dallas Turner, Byron Murphy on the defensive side on the board there, like those are darn good prospects that maybe in another class where, you know, when Tyree Wilson went 8 last year, I would have maybe gone quarterback then. I didn't think he was that great of a prospect to go top 10. It was just a different class. But in this one specifically, it's just hard for me to see the rationale with how quickly you could have taken over the NFC South drafting one of those guys I just mentioned.
If you could give Terry Fontenot a do-over today, do you think he would have never issued that contract to Kirk Cousins if he knew that he was going to end up drafting Michael Penix Jr. at 8?
I don't think so. Honestly, I think this is, I think he believes in it. And this is, and I think the coaching staff believes in it too. I don't think they have any reservations about their process here. So no, I think that they just want as many swings at this quarterback position as they can. And if you're the Falcons and what you've had a quarterback after Matt Ryan, it's hard for me to really be too upset about that for them.
All righty, let's get to the Bears. We all knew Caleb Williams was going to be the number one overall pick. I know a lot of people thought Dunze was going to go there 9. I didn't think he was going to be available, but they get him there. With what Williams is walking into, with Roma Dunze, Keenan Allen, and DJ Moore, I know the Bears haven't had a franchise quarterback in like forever, but if they can't make this one work, then this franchise is just cursed, right?
Yeah, somewhere Justin Fields is crying into a pillow because, I mean, like, he's just like, where were any of these guys? He didn't have any of these guys, you know, over the course of his Bears career. And so for Caleb Williams, he doesn't even really have to be, you know, all he's billed to be, right? Like, this is enough talent that, you know, like a Brock Purdy could succeed with this. Like, like an average quarterback could be elevated into putting up good numbers with the wide receiver talent. So it's a unique situation. And man, what a year to have the number one pick and what they had in this draft class. Ryan Poles, like, there was really no – the sky really is the limit for this team. Maybe not year one. Obviously, it's a rookie quarterback. But if you're not thinking Super Bowl year 2, year 3, or 4 with what they have in this roster, if they're not in that mix, I'd be surprised.
Do you think the better quarterback, Mike Renner, will be Jaden Daniels or Drake May when it's all said and done?
I think it's Drake May. I trend towards youth at the quarterback position in terms of like when a guy figured it out. I think we saw, you know, with Kenny Pickett, how when a guy really, after a lot of years of starting, starts to figure it out, that it can be fool's gold to a degree. And just not to say fool's gold, I think Jaden Daniels is going to be a darn good quarterback, but I just think May has special ability. You know, what he did as a redshirt freshman at North Carolina was high-end stuff. And I think his NFL readiness is being undersold a little bit, because I flip on his tape versus Jaden Daniels' tape, and you know, Daniels has 2 first-round wide receivers. He might have 2 first-round offensive tackles going next year. And he could just kind of facilitate and just put it in their hands, and they made the plays. If Drake May wanted to win games, it was on his arm. He had to make the plays himself. He had to put it to perfect spots for his guys to then create. So I'll give me that all day, every day, because at the NFL level, that's what wins. Facilitating can only get you so far, especially when you're going to play behind the kind of offensive line Daniels is about to get subjected to. So, yeah, May has no talent around him as well, but I think I'll just lean towards the youth guy starting to develop more than Daniels at his age.
Do you buy the Ayuk? Do you buy the Deebo Samuel rumors with the Patriots who have the second pick in the second round tonight?
I do, because for the 49ers, it's just untenable, right? You can't pay all those guys. They're going to have like highest pay, like top three wide receiver, top three edge, top three off ball linebacker. They're going to have to pay Purdy here in a couple of years. Like the cap situation at some point becomes such that one of them has to be moved. And then they just drafted a wide receiver in the first round who, with Kyle Shanahan's offense, he won't see the field otherwise if they keep those two guys there. So yeah, I'm buying that one of those guys gets moved tonight.
Mike Renner, who was the pick last night? Like, not an like Marvin Harrison Jr. Okay, I think he's the best player in the draft. Him going for the Cardinals, I absolutely love it. But who was the player in the draft last night that you were like, where he went to, the fit, let's say it's not a quarterback, that was one that really impressed, if you want to give me a name or two?
I'll give you two then. I really liked Byron Murphy to the Seattle Seahawks. I had him as a top 10 player. I had him as the best defensive player. I thought his upward trajectory towards the end of the season is exactly what I want to buy into. And then obviously like his combine was off the charts for a 300 pounder who can play anywhere along the defensive line he showed at Texas. So for the Seahawks to get him at 16, when it's like, that's exactly what Mike McDonald wanted for his defense. You know, he wanted his Justin Madubuike there in the middle. That was an awesome fit. And then Terrion Arnold to the Lions. You know, if you mocked Terrion Arnold to the Lions in the last month,
no one
would have said you're crazy. He ain't falling that far, right? All of a sudden, and they get to jump the Packers to do so. You know, the Packers would have ran that card in at 25, I think, to get a guy like Terrion Arnold. So kind of the one piece. They had one need at corner on this Lions team that was kind of built and had no real holes after free agency and the work they've done this offseason. The one thing they needed was a guy who a lot of people has the number one cornerback in this draft class. Get him all the way at 24. I thought that was a great pick.
I like what the Vikings did. I know they had to trade up the one spot. But I thought if McCarthy's going to succeed, he needed to go to the Vikings compared to the Giants or the Patriots. But then to also get Dallas Turner, too, I would have never thought. I know no defensive player went until pick 15, but I would never thought Dallas Turner would have been available at 17.
Yeah, the Turner fit, I couldn't believe. To now have him and Grenard, and everyone talks about them losing Danielle Hunter, their pass rush might be better this year now that they have two guys that can actually get after the quarterback. Because Dallas Turner, you know, in a weaker class, I keep raving about how good the top of this class was, but you know, you go back 2 years ago when Trayvon Walker, Aiden Hutchinson go 1 and 2, he's probably a top three pick in that draft, Dallas Turner. That's the kind of talent we're talking about. It's a guy who could have gone top five. It's just such a stacked class. So for them to get him at 17, and yeah, they gave up a little bit in the trade, but they didn't have to give up any future first rounders to get a primetime pass rusher and a primetime quarterback, the two most valuable positions from a cap perspective in the NFL. I think that's a great move from Kwesi.
Who's the wide receiver Buffalo's taking tonight with the first pick in the second round?
I keep saying Adonai Mitchell, the Texas wide receiver, to them. If there's any guy left on the board that I could see being a number one, and that's what they need, right? You know, they got the ancillary piece in Curtis Samuel. They got the tight ends there. They need the stud number one type of wide receiver. He has those kind of tools. So that's who I think they were fine trading back for, because I think he's off a lot of teams' boards because of some of the off-field stuff that he has that he's going through. But for the Buffalo Bills, they just dealt with Stephon Diggs for a while. I think they're fine with some off-field issues there and the guy who maybe have some locker room concerns. So, yeah, I think Adonai Mitchell is the guy that I'm looking for if I'm the Buffalo Bills.
I only got 45 to 60 seconds left, Mike Renner. Just give me a few names to monitor early tonight after that.
Yeah, I love him, and I love Jackson Powers Johnson, the Oregon center. I couldn't believe he didn't go in the first round. He had some of the best tape I've seen from a center in recent years. And then I'll also throw in the corners, Cooper DeJean, Kool-Aid McKinstry, first-round grades on both those guys. They should go early.
He's Mike Renner. Mike, I love the coverage last night with Lefko and Parsons and C.J. Stroud. It was good to see you, obviously, on there. Your coverage is always great. Appreciate you jumping on board with us for a few minutes today.
For sure, Zach. Thanks for having me on, man.
There you go. He is Mike Renner, one of the best NFL draft analysts in the country, breaking down all these prospects and all the craziness from what was round one last night that saw six quarterbacks go in the first 12 picks, no defensive player until pick number 15. And when stuff like that happens, early picks tonight in the second round, you're going to have a lot of guys that you're looking at that said, wow, I can't believe that guy was there. And I can't believe that that guy wasn't a first-round pick. And you even started to see it last night when we talked about some of those players, like a Byron Murphy out of Texas being there at 16 to Seattle, Dallas Turner being there at 17 to the Minnesota Vikings, Quinyon Mitchell, 22, to the Philadelphia Eagles. He was rising as a top 15 pick. Tarion Arnold, 24, to the Detroit Lions. Darius Robinson, 27, out of Missouri to the Cardinals. Just a few of those names as well. Okay, we're coming on back. We got some more NFL draft reaction for you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love, all streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.